It's Ghosticles time.
I don't know why that tickles me so much. It's because
it's been a while.
It's
been
because
a hot
what our listeners don't ever necessarily see or hear is like our banter ahead of time and how very not that. And so when we start, it's like, whew, game face.
Yeah.
It's Ghosticles
time.
But it's literally, it could be us being like, motherfucking piece of shit, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ghosticles time.
Yeah, well, because before we record, it's Michael and Jamie chit-chat time.
It's a bitch session. It's our bitch
session. Stressed about. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what you have to be stressed about back home in Texas.
I'm warm now.
It's a balmy 77 degrees there today. What's all this nonsense I hear about
here in
like
Dallas,
zero
Texas
temperature? It's come on.
Yeah, so
we all know it's fake snow imported from China.
It was not, actually. Having witnessed it myself, if they could import that cold of fake snow from China, then they need to solve some like cancers and shit, because that was very realistic snow, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that much snow, right? Like, I grew up in Oklahoma, and we had a lot of snow and ice in the winters. It wasn't that unheard of. Just a few hours north, but it made a big difference.
If that was fake snow,
they
would make a killing with, like, you know, better sushi worldwide.
Yes, right?
Because now transport's no longer an issue.
Yeah. So, all of Texas froze like a motherfucker.
I mean, the whole fucking state. The whole state. I've never seen that happen.
Texas is bigger than some countries, than many countries, I guess you could say. So that's a lot of space that's south freezing. That places that have never frozen before, people who've never seen snow before, like, frozen.
Yeah.
And, you know, when there's a little bit of snow, you expect the city to shut down. Just anyway, there's two or three sand trucks. We don't even have salt trucks. Like, they're not even that fancy here.
Yeah.
We have like three or four, I don't know, salt trucks that come out and salt the highways, maybe, or
like
sand them,
like,
or
the
whatever.
Overpasses and stuff.
And overpasses. They start with the bridges. Mm-hmm. And then if they have enough, then they'll spread it other places. So it's not safe, really, to drive either, because you're around a lot of people who aren't used to driving in snow and ice and things like that. And so it can be pretty dangerous.
But it's usually gone within 24 hours.
Because it usually melts.
The temperature changes. It goes above freezing so quickly few times it ever does get to freezing in Texas.
Yeah, I keep explaining to people for perspective that in Texas during the winter, we always hope for at least 3 days of freezing weather in a row. So that it stays freezing 3 days in a row, because that significantly decreases mosquitoes in the summer, in the spring and the summer.
Yep.
But this was more than 3 days, so we did do that. We made it.
Oh, y'all killed some mosquitoes. Sure.
And by freezing, I mean if it's, you know, 32, like 30 degrees is Fahrenheit. I'm talking to all of our other, you know, people who know, like, real math. but 30 degrees is really cold in Dallas. It's pretty cold. If it gets into the 20s, that's really freaking cold. It got down to the zero, and the wind chill was negative, which is what?
That's never happened. That has never happened in our lifetimes in Texas. Ever. And more so, it's certainly never happened in the entire state. Like, when it gets cold in Dallas, it's not remotely the same temperature in Houston, ever. It's just not.
No.
I mean, four hours apart from each other. And, like, Houston does not get that cold. It just doesn't. It's fucking crazy. But, you know, and it's not a man-made disaster necessarily, although climate change probably has a fucking lot to do with it. So I guess it is a man-made disaster. But
well, what happened is a man-made disaster for fucking
sure. Absolutely the fault of the fucking people in charge of that shit, because that's fucking ridiculous. Because Texas just has to mean we don't want regulation. And it means, in other words, you have no incentive to keep your shit up to date in case of things like this, because it costs money. And so fuck all of us. And like, oh my God, it's just I never ever. This is not how I thought. This is not how I saw Texas going blue. It really isn't. It's not what I meant. It's not what I meant. I wanted.
Yeah.
But I mean, God damn it. And you have Ah, I could rant. That's a whole, we got to do a full episode on us just ranting about the energy crisis in Texas.
Well, I just
want to
say that I was very lucky. I had heat. I had electricity the entire time. We kept it pretty cool just in case we didn't want to trigger anything. They did rolling blackouts where my mom lived, and it just rolled once and then stayed blacked out.
Yeah,
for,
it's not a rolling blackout, but it just if it's just it's just a fucking blackout at that point.
Yeah, and that was on Monday of last week. And so her electricity went off at 10, and that was the morning after the snowstorm. And so we didn't lose – the snow did not melt until – it didn't start melting really until Thursday.
Jesus.
And then it was gone Friday. And that never happens. So – and it wasn't that much snow. That's the crazy part, too. It wasn't really that much snow.
but it was cold as fuck.
The electricity went off at 10 for her. And by 3-4 o'clock, it was 40 or in the 50s in her house. And so we told my brother and her to come to our place since we had electricity. So they both came over. And Jean-Luc drove. Again, we learned to drive on ice in Oklahoma, so
right.
It wasn't that bad. And he got here fine, and they stayed here 2 nights, I think, before their electricity came on. So they would have been in a home without electricity, freezing, which is what was happening to people. And, you know, they were very lucky they didn't lose, no pipes burst. We are, again, our townhouse is really nice because all the pipes are on the interior of the house.
Thank God.
The problem is, though, for some people, it got so cold that that didn't matter.
Yeah.
The interior of the house got the same temperature as outside, so it would freeze those pipes anyway. If you left the water running, it didn't matter. It froze the water while it was running.
Yep. We know several people who had pipes burst despite them doing everything they were told to do. My parents didn't have power for 3 days. Well, they had it in that 3-day period. They had power on and off for about 7 hours total. But they're in their fucking 70s, you know? So it's like, thank God they had a nice gas-powered fireplace at the very least. But, you know, they had no power. And I would call, keep up with them. And, you know, they were being stoic about it, as my parents often are. But, man, it was just, it just boggles my mind that it's, I just feel like, I mean, it's bad enough that this kind of thing happens, like this kind of natural disaster. But it, like, just to be, just for, to not be prepared for it, for the people that should, for like, for the infrastructure to not be prepared for it, despite them having warnings, because
willingly,
10 years ago, there was a similar snowstorm. It wasn't as bad, but it was bad enough that a lot of fucking people, they had hearings on it, and they were like, we need to do something. We need to weatherproof the infrastructure, because this is going to happen again. And it happened 10 years to the fucking day of their hearing. And they just chose not to, because it's deregulated. Texas prides itself on having a deregulated energy grid, but we see what deregulation is. And you have assholes like Rick fucking Perry, our ex-governor hairdo, is like saying, well, Texans are happy to, you know, freeze a little bit, you know, if it means we don't have to, you know, put up with socialism. And I'm like, yeah, or if they're rich Texans like Ted Cruz, they can fly to the fucking Cancun. Oh, that's not a thing everyone can do? Cool. I'm just so fucking tired of rich assholes fucking poor people and making us feel like and making us feel guilty for not wanting to be fucked.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that it was a major stressor, right? Our internet was in and out, but we mostly had it. It was slow. I'm not complaining about that. We were very, very lucky. We didn't have enough that we could Zoom. So that's why we didn't record anything last week.
Yeah. It just wasn't reliable.
So we were still very, very lucky. However, I didn't know from hour to hour if we were going to lose electricity. None of us knew.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Because we have an electric fireplace, which I fucking love. You know it. It's fantastic.
It's wonderful. But if you ain't got electricity,
it has a remote control. It's great. But if we lost electricity, what were we going to do? How were we going to all keep warm? And so we had to come up with like kind of plans. There was no way to go get firewood. People, you know, were getting carbon monoxide poisoning because they were burning charcoal in their houses to stay warm, or going and getting, treated wood.
Yeah.
From Home Depot. It's not great for you, but, you know, do you want to freeze?
I mean, it's a better fix than fucking dying of. Even so, like Home Depot's, you couldn't find firewood after the first day or two. You couldn't find it anywhere. And so people were resorting to, like, chopping up furniture and shit. I mean, it was horrific. It was fucking horrific. Yeah. There are people, children, dying, freezing to death, dying of hypothermia in their own fucking homes. So that some fucking rich white guys could be like, I don't want to pay that money. And now,
people fucking gouge.
And now, people getting like what one somebody was getting a $17,000 bill. I'm like, the fucking audacity. Like, hey, we fucked all this up for you, but now here's the bill for the fuck up. You're welcome.
Yeah, and there were some predatory plans out there, which were like share the grid or whatever, that made it even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Flexible. They're flexible so that they don't have to commit to anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, it's one of my new favorite things that I've done for years. I knew it was saving me money anyway, but it's a small fee that I pay to a company that keeps its eye out. So anytime that your contract is up for electricity, they'll look through and find you the best deal. So I'm currently paying like 6 cents or something like that.
Nice.
Per kilowatt hour or whatever. And so that's a fixed thing for as long as the contract is. And then what they'll do when that contract comes up, if it's 6 months or 3 months or a year or however long it is, they will negotiate with a different company. So they'll go try to find another electric company and get another good deal. And so I had a fixed rate.
Nice.
So I didn't I know I don't have to worry about that. And it's like knowing now that I'm in Texas and that these people are ready to gouge at a moment's notice, I am so glad I have that company.
Right.
And
lucky
I will continue to stick with that company. Until like forever, as long as I live here. If you're listening and you live in Texas, email me if you want to know the name of this company. Email it at just the ghoul intentions. .com, contact us, and I'll tell you who they are, because they're fantastic if you want a link or anything like that.
That's so good.
They're fantastic.
Well, I'm
not getting any, like, this, they're not supporting the podcast.
No, they're not.
Podcast, but, man.
But no, thank you. I'm just glad
I was lucky all the way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but taking it easy this week to kind of
breathe from
the stress.
Yeah, just to kind of, it's been, this year is off to a rip-roaring start, ain't it?
Man, 2020 Jesus. Will not let go. but we have some stories we can
do.
Read.
We do have some stories. Let's get back to something like normalcy and tell spooky stories that are fun. So I'm going to butcher this name and I apologize in advance. Anicia? Apple. She even gave me a pronunciation
Anicia.
Key.
Anicia.
Anicia. Okay, thank you. I'm so terrible with names.
Anicia.
Okay.
Anicia. Read the thing. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, well, I hope I
We probably both fucked it up. But we're sorry.
Hi, Jamie and Michael. I'm submitting this story because I've been a major fan of both of you for several years now. I'm sure that'll all change now based on how I pronounced your name, and I don't blame you.
That's not.
And I really wanted you guys to read a story from the Caribbean, in particular, Jamaica. Our own weird supernatural creatures don't often get the recognition they may desire. I couldn't think of anywhere better than the welcoming home, for the spooky that is Ghoul Intentions.
Ooh.
Nice. I always love cross-cultural ghost stories. They're fucking my favorite. My story took place when I was really young, maybe 9 or 10. It was in the dark hours of the morning, so maybe 4 or 5 a.m. I was generally a heavy sleeper. Oh, lucky. But the sharpness of my mom's tone while on the phone had made me wide awake and worried. I got out of bed, ready to comfort her and see what was going on, but she shushed me and kept peering through the windows. I should mention that she was peering through my windows, which are facing my godparents' house. It was at this point that I got really quiet, and noticed the sounds of chains and grunts. I was too short to see anything, but it sounded terrifying because I couldn't imagine what could be making those heavy dragging sounds. When I zoned into my mom's call, I realized that she was trying to calm down my aunt, who was freaking out as she was hearing the chains as well. While not the most religious person, my mom is generally cool and steadfast in most situations and therefore often gets called to calm everyone else down by praying or reading scriptures. This case was like any other, and my mom went for her Bible and began reading and coaxing my aunt to read with her. My uncle, on the other hand, whether out of adrenaline or fear, was the complete opposite and kept riling her up by loudly proclaiming that he tried taking a photo and there were glowing red eyes. God, I just love the perspective on this. Like, what the fuck are the adults doing? Are the adults, have the adults lost their fucking minds? And as a kid, you're thinking, what is going on? I've been there.
I love it. Like one parent is like, let's pray, phone. And the other parent is like, demonize.
Yeah, mom's
similar
on the phone.
But different.
Mom's on the phone in a very calm, cool voice going, yay, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. And dad's like, I saw red eyes, it's got red eyes. And I'm just like, the chaos. And this is all like 4 a.m. too. They were both convinced that someone may have sent evil spirits after them, what we would generally call Obaya, as an apple. There's no stress
Obia?
On the O. Obia. Sure. Thank you. I hope.
Obia. Apple.
Obia. The spirit in question being a rolling calf. Huh. There are many stories spread across our island that paint widely different pictures of the rolling calf. However, all I know is that it's a misshapen creature with glowing eyes and horns, and it's wrapped in heavy chains, which drag as it moves. As a child, I watched the animated adaptation of A Christmas Carol yearly, and all I could envision was Jacob Marley wrapped up in chains. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Wrapped up in chains. Somehow my brain merged that with what I think a deformed bull would look like, and it has stuck with me ever since. That's a terrifying image, and I love mm-hmm. it. I want it on a shirt. My God. Sorry, this is like the ghost that comes and visits, like the vegan teacher. sorry, I had to. But I digress. Oh, so did I, so we're on the same page. My mother, being the brave person that she is, took her portable floodlight and went out into the pitch black to go investigate for herself. As she went closer to the fence line, the chains kept getting louder, like the creatures, spirits, whatchamacallits, were coming straight at her. I was at the window, now on a chair, terrified and peeking through my fingers while she was squinting and trying to see what was headed her way. And then it happened. Dark shapes burst around different corners, both from the front and the back of the house, and came to a stop under the light. It was then she burst out laughing, and I moved my fingers. It was two of the biggest dogs I've ever seen. They just stood there, tails wagging and out of breath, and it seemed they were playing tag around my aunt's house. So it turns out they were from a neighbor from the street behind us. They managed to make a great escape, but didn't bother going too far. The giant puppers seemed pretty friendly, as they were calm for the next few hours while the adults tried to find their humans. So all in all, they had fun, and my godparents didn't have heart attacks. To this day, we still don't know how the dogs could have broken those heavy chains or whatever held them in place. It's turned into a fun story that we tease them with to their great displeasure. I hope you like it. I hope you like my hashtag actually, and that you have a great week whenever you can read this. Stay wonderful. thank you. They give me carte blanche to butcher the name. Thank
Anicia.
You. I'm sure I did. Anicia. That's so much fun. I love the chaos of, again, mom on the phone reading Bible verses to your aunt across the way and while your dad's trying to take pictures and like, there's red eyes. Ah! And the child just being like, yar, what the fuck? But go mom for being
getting to the bottom of it, finding out what's going on.
She's like, oh, it's just
praying,
dogs.
And then science. It's a combination of both. And I think that's important.
Well, it's funny. The impression I get is that her mom wasn't very religious, but she's like, this is what's going to calm my sister down. So,
her godparents and
her
aunt.
It
makes me wonder, because I will say, and this is kind of, you know, happens in the South. Too, but I am Aunt Jamie to several people that are not my nieces or nephews.
Right.
So it's just that's just kind of comes with
territory.
I think
they did sort of put quotes around the word aunt in the story.
Aunt,
they're probably not blood relatives, but that don't mean the family dynamic ain't there.
That's right. So I love it. This is such a good story. I love a good actually,
that's so
too.
Great.
That's
fun. So
with some mythology behind it. I love that.
All
I
of our
more
favorite
of that.
Things in one submission. Go,
I
you.
No, get it. You did it. We're here to talk about our Patreon.
Yay.
So join it. Help support us. We will really very much appreciate it. Matt very much appreciates it.
Yes.
It helps us keep the the podcast going. So our Patreon patrons have some benefits, and one of those is the Discord membership. We have a really good family going on there. Lots of D&D games.
It's
and
so
just
cool.
A good time.
Everyone in the
really
Discord chat is
community
just,
there.
Ah, they're our favorites.
They are. They're so great. So we have two chats coming up on the 20th of February that will be for everyone on the Discord tier. Any of those Discord tiers that you see will be able to join for that on the 20th. And then the 27th, the Phantasm tier, that will be your specific chat. Those, of course, will be at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I think that's it.
That's it. Join us.
So
join
thank us. You so much. Please check out Patreon and give this podcast your support.
Yes, please.
Okay. Next, we have Stormy. It's perfect for weather.
You get the easy name to pronounce.
I know. Stormy. hello, Jamie and Michael. I'm Stormy, she, her pronouns preferred.
Nice.
I'm a longtime fan of your work in anime and would be honored to hear you read my story on the podcast. So here goes. Double time. Here goes. I hope you're still honored after I'm done with it. I work at Ulta Beauty in San Angelo, Texas. I am sorry, you're probably very cold as well. About an hour and a half drive from Abilene. I am one of the managers that you say that in Texan as Abilene.
Abilene. Abilene.
That's Texan.
Abilene.
San Angelo and Abilene.
San Angelo.
I'm one of the managers at my store and have to spend quite a bit of time in our back room, some days doing paperwork or rearranging back stock, what have you. The first time I heard of our Ulta ghost was 2 years ago when I was cleaning and organizing things in our back room with another manager. We were talking to each other as we worked. She put a small roll of tags on the shelf into a slot box. Slot box. This is an open box without a top half that has four sides for storage. The front side is shorter than the rest, so you can see into it clearly. A few moments after she placed the roll gently into the box, the roll appeared to hop out of the box and onto the floor between us. I clearly saw her put the roll of tags gently into the box and not move it from its spot before it happened. This is the first of many incidences that happened to me and many other associates at the store. Another time, I was teaching some newer associates how to set up our fragrance section. We were on the far side of the woman's section, and I stopped to show them how to read the instructions on the shelf when all three of us heard shuffling on the opposite side of the section, as if someone was moving product around on the shelf. We all looked at the place we'd heard the sounds coming from, saw nothing, and looked back at each other. One of my associates loudly said, "Well, that's none of our business. Anyway, Stormy, please continue." it was in all caps, so I had to... Well, that's none of our business.
Well, that's none of our business, so please continue, Stormy.
That should be a tag. We should do the shirt, the Whoopsie's ghost story, and then on the back be like, "Well, that's none of my business."
Or just have like the Kermit the Frog drinking tea meme, drinking iced tea meme, and it's like, you know, "They say she killed her parents with an axe. But that's
well,
none,
that's
of,
none
my
of my business."
Business.
Oh, I love it. Okay,
I
okay.
needed this today. Thank you. Thank you, Stormy.
Yeah, that was the and so I did continue. A few weeks later, just before our store was about to open, I was speaking to an associate at the cash wrap, showing her something on the iPad. She was standing maybe 2 feet away from me, close enough to hear, but far enough to not be in my personal space. I like that. That's a good distance. I paused in my speaking and looked at her, but before I could say anything else, we both heard a quick sniff sound between us. But I hadn't seen her move her face at all. This was long before the pandemic, so we weren't wearing masks. I could see her face clearly, and I was confused that I'd heard it but not seen her face move. So I asked, "Did you just sniff?" She looked at me dead in the eyes and said, "I thought that was you." And when I tell you I got chills, I mean I got goosebumps, not chicken skin. That's what
chicken.
She said.
It's chicken skin.
Not me.
It's chicken skin. Both of you. It's also
You're
chicken skin.
You're wrong. I mean, I got goosebumps all up my back, arms, and neck. We weren't open yet, so no one was at the store that could have made a sound. We were both looking directly at each other when we heard the sound, and it sounded like it had come from right between us. It was 9:50 in the morning and broad daylight with the sun shining through all the windows around us. I think that is somehow even scarier to me than if it had happened at night. The most recent time I experienced activity was just last week. As I said prior, I'm a manager and have to spend lots of time in the back room some days. Before I talk about the incident, I need to share some details about our back room. In our back room, we keep big roll-arounds that store products that don't fit on the shelves, office supplies, cleaning supplies, the break table, etc. All of this is to say that our back room is pretty, it's a pretty large space. There is a manager's office where we have a computer and monitor for security cameras, which are right next to each other. Another thing I need to mention is that the lights in our back room work off of a timer, I assume to save energy. If there's no movement in the back room area within 15 minutes, the lights in the back room and office will turn off. This is what happens in my storage facility. And so it's motion detector. When you go in, the lights turn on, but you have to get in to this blank space of hallways of darkness.
I hate motion sensor lights. They only make sense in a security setting. Like, have motion sensor floodlights outside your home and have them on after dark when you're in bed, because it scares off critters or potential, you know, evildoers. But, like, why the fuck would you want motion sensor lights inside a bathroom or anywhere?
I don't love it.
Just don't. I hate it. I hate it. It's such a cheap fucking trick.
Yeah, I don't love it. There's still some light in the office from the security camera monitor and computer, but it isn't enough to see if you need to write something down. So usually I'll walk out of the office and wave my arms around in the back room to trigger the sensor to turn the lights back on. So if you're still, too, then the lights turn off. So you have to wave it. Yeah. This is the only way to turn on the lights. There is no switch you can flip for them to turn on or off.
Hate it.
How obnoxious. That sounds awful. And you can't trigger them from the manager's office, which is why this incident creeped me out so much. So you have to leave the manager's office. If the lights go out, you have to leave the manager's office, wave your arms around to trigger the light sensor, and then you can go back to the manager's office to do what you needed to do.
God.
There's no other way to turn on the lights.
It's just bad design. Bad design.
We disagree.
Someone thought they were
saving
some money, and instead it's like, no, someone needs to, like, hire a proper actuary to be like, well, how much time are you losing for, like, people having to wave their fucking arms around like they're doing a rain dance?
Right?
Just to get the goddamn lights on. Something. It's like, just install some LEDs, motherfucker. They save money.
That's
Jesus.
A lamp? Something.
Something.
On this day, I opened our store, which I rarely do. The opening manager usually has to do opening paperwork, which can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending upon how many tasks the company has assigned for that day. This day, I'd been in the office part of our back room for about an hour, so I had finished the writing portion of the paperwork and was scrolling through and completing tasks on the computer. And of course, the timer had turned out the lights, and I didn't need to turn them on for anything. About 2 minutes after they went out, they turned back on. I thought maybe the associate working with me that day had come in to ask me something, so I turned around in my chair expecting to see her, but no one was there. I looked at the security camera monitor to see if she'd just gone past the office for cleaning supplies, but she wasn't there either. I found her on the cameras at the very front of the store. I have no idea how the lights could have been triggered to come on. It was only the two of us in the store. We hadn't opened yet, and no one else would come in for another hour to start their shift. Maybe it was just a glitch in the light system, but I really couldn't tell you. In the moment, I continued my work and acted like nothing happened. I haven't told anyone at work about it yet. You guys are the first to know.
Oh, I feel so special. I like that.
This is a double-edged fear, right? Because it could be a ghost,
or it could be a fucking, you know,
real person.
Yeah.
In there with you. Yay. And your back is facing that area, apparently, because she had to turn around to look out there.
That's like, oh, Jesus. No.
Yeah.
That's a horror movie setup right there.
That's very scary. Very scary. I honestly don't know who or what the Ulta Ghost is. I do know that our building used to be a Luby's when the mall first opened in 1979. Ugh, grandparents' favorite place. The rumor
grandparents everywhere. Let's go Luby's. Look at the Luann platter.
The Luann platter. Or do you want to get some squishy vegetables? Go to Luby's.
And for dessert, some Jell-O cubes.
Oh, Jell-O cubes. Do you want to eat like you're in a hospital? Luby's. That could be there. Do you miss eating food from a hospital? Lubies.
Lubies for people whose taste buds died a long time ago.
We're also not sponsored by Lubies.
I don't think anyone is sponsored by Lubies anymore.
Ooh, man. Okay. The rumor is that there was a fire in Lubies and somebody died in the fire, and that's the ghost that haunts our store. However, I've done research many times and I can't find any news article about this happening in our mall. Nothing.
Jesus.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
I was thinking of the joke. I'm like, how would there be a fire in a Lubies? They don't cook anything. Oh, but then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just less. But I guess there could be different kinds of fires.
That's true. I led the research, though. Great. Great job looking for
it.
Yeah. I think you guys can guess what I suspect our ghost actually is. Jamie and Michael, if you will. Yes, I truly believe it's a tulpa. I know I'm not the only one who has heard unexplainable activity in the store. Lots of times in the early mornings when we do store resets, my associates will tell me they hear someone walking around, but no one is there. Or they'll hear knocking or coughing and can't locate the source. I'm not sure what it is, but it only ever does harmless things like make noise or turn on lights. If I have any more experiences, I'll be sure to let you know. Please do. I wish you both a wonderful day and hope to see you at a convention soon. I've been a celeb handler at cons for about 4 years now and hope to handle both of you sometime in the future. Please continue to be you. Stay spoopy. Stormy Gray.
I love the idea of it being a tulpa that's like...
I know.
It's just like the tulpa of an old person waiting for the ice machine to be refilled. Very patiently. Yeah. And they're just like, I'm just waiting for more ice. That's all.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Are you going to have more potatoes au gratin out there anytime soon, or should I just get the green beans? Like, that's this poor ghost.
Yeah. Man.
That's funny. But I do think, I do believe that, you know, you can create just by believing in something being there that, like, a shared experience or the shared belief can create real stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tulpa, I don't know. I mean, tulpa implies that it's like it was created by self-discipline, like someone, like, specifically conjured up a ghost to haunt this place, which seems unlikely. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
Stormy, and
I think
it might be
a
ghost that's like created. It's like leftover energy that's just kind of taking on the shape that you and your coworkers are kind of giving it, because it's like, oh, well, this will be fun, and it's very poltergeisty. It's very mischievous, yeah. And I believe that poltergeist activity exists on a spectrum somewhere between an independent entity and the human mind. So it's fascinating. I love that it's. Can't get over that it used to be a Lubies. I love that angle.
I know.
It's a haunted Lubies.
The thing is too, it's at a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what was there before the mall was there?
Right.
Right. And then on top of that, malls, I've heard of lots of stores at malls being haunted, creepy stuff happening. So, you know, just because something's there doesn't mean it started there. Ended there is the case, maybe, I guess.
In my movie, there's like a Craig T. Nelson dad type character is in Poltergeist grabbing the realtor by the lapels going, this used to be, you move the hot plates, but not the outlets. You move the hot plates, but not the outlets, you son of a bitch. And, like, and then like a bunch of like old fucking food stations are popping up through the floor like those caskets in the last scene of Poltergeist. That's just, I mean,
yeah.
It sounds delightful.
I just like to go ahead and say this disclaimer. If you go to Lubies and you like Lubies, that is so good for you. You don't have to tell us about it.
You don't.
Enjoy it.
You don't
and,
like
And
Lubies.
You don't have to tell us how disappointed you are in that we don't like Lubies. We're allowed. We're allowed to not like Lubies.
I will be very surprised if anyone is offended by our take on Lubies. It's like there are a lot of places that I like to eat that if someone goes, gross, I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah, right. I accept that.
I accept that it's a growth. I mean, I went to a Lubies before moving out to L.A. My parents wanted to meet up for, it was before the pandemic. And we met up at a Lubies after some event. And it was just the closest thing we could go to. And it was a Lubies. And all of us were like, we haven't been to a Lubies for fucking ever. And we had a lovely time.
Oh, well, that's good.
But, you know, they're not. I don't like them. But it was not everyone that
was
very
fun.
Lovely.
It was a lovely time. It was a lovely time.
It was food.
This was a lovely time. This has been fun.
The range of topics we touch on staggers the imagination.
I know, all in just a little old half hour.
So. I'm so glad you're safe and warm now. And
yeah.
Oh God, that's my phone did it. Did you hear that? Schedule.
It's just slow.
My phone did the thing this time.
Oh!
I had an alarm set and I forgot to take it off. And I was like, oh wait, there's an alarm. Burp.
That's all right. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
I closed my mail on my computer so it would not ding. I got us out of that trouble.
Smart.
I don't have any. Do you have anything? Patreon? Yeah. Thank you for your supporters, all of our patrons. We love chatting. Last Saturday, we have our Phantasm chat this Saturday, which I'm excited about. Those are always so much fun.
They are.
And so that's, I mean, that's it. Send us your stories.
Yeah, send us your stories. We'll do more ghosticles. You know, even though I know the larger episodes are kind of few and far between these days, but it's just so hard to play catch up with everything going on. But as things smooth out, we'll get back in the groove of that. And in the meantime, we'll be doing ghosticles. But
for that, we need your submissions. Give us content.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a slowdown. We had a big slowdown over December into January. So
well, if people were busy with the holidays and stuff.
If you have been wondering whether or not you should send that story in, you should. Absolutely.
Now's a great time. We need it. We need just the submissions. So thank you guys so much for being patient with us and sticking around. And
that's right. You know, thank you. We love you. Stay safe.
Stay sane.
And remember,
it's okay to sleep with the lights on.